Oh yeah, this is magic once again, coming at you from AboveTopSecret.com on the Extraterrestrials and Science podcast feed. And I just can't seem to talk enough about Project Serpo, can I? Serpo! What can it be? Could it be mind control? Who knows? But you know, what I like about the Serpo thread and... And by the way, my apologies to anyone that's just getting tired. If you're actually hearing, you know, these podcasts and you're just going, oh my God, when's this guy going to shut up? Just remember, you can turn this off at any time. I promise I won't be offended. Just say it. So anyway, back to the Ramblecast. I'm just following this thread, and it's just one of the reasons why I find it so fascinating is because, like I said, the meta commentary, what this actually says about this community. But I want to talk about some things in specific here, and actually in this one, what I want to cover is next level, old time member, but kind of kicks in and out every now and then, has popped in, cracked his knuckles, and greetings, fellow Earthlings. Brings up some interesting points here, and I was inspired. I just had to do a podcast. Trying to cut down on my typing, and obviously I don't have any problem talking a lot, so here we go. He breaks down the phenomenon regarding, and by the way, this is all part of my notion of being a commentator on the Serpo thread. That's what this whole, my separate pod thread here is for, is let's talk about the story of Project Serpo. And of course, you can go into the Serpo thing, but I just want to talk about the phenomenon of Project Serpo and what this whole thing really kind of represents with respect to AboveTopSecret.com, our community, and humanity in general. And hey, maybe we can even talk about some aliens here. But, so here we are, page 194, top of the page in the Project Serpo thread. Next level comes in. Cracking knuckles. Greeting fellow Earthlings after lurking for 2 years. Well, just kidding. Well, not. Well, hey. Anyway, breaks us down into three crowds of people here, disbelievers, agnostics, and believers. And I just want to say that agnostics, I'm not sure that's an accurate description of agnostics. It's not always that we'll jump either side that we had a hidden preference for. Sometimes we can actually be swayed by facts to positions that we don't, wouldn't have otherwise held. Maybe that's not common. I think, people, including myself, tend to believe what we want to believe. But I like to leave open the possibility that, our minds can be changed if enough, credible information is available. And I note with amusement that Next Level claims to be all three. And, hey, I hear you, man. We've all got our pets, our pet stuff, and I'm with you there. As far as the presentation and analysis, too much of the information here is presented in a matter-of-fact way. And one thing that jumped out at me here is, aren't hoaxes traditionally presented using glamorous, often attention-grabbing methods? Well, dude, I think the attention has been grabbed. The proof of the pudding is right here. The method has apparently gotten our attention, and here we are talking about it. And I think it's great. I think it's great that we're talking about it. But, I would not use the manner of presentation as a way of dismissing that this is a hoax. Nor would I necessarily say the manner of presentation proves that it's a hoax. It's kind of a neutral thing as far as I can tell. And actually, I think that's probably a good way to look at this. This doesn't necessarily establish anything. Other than, however, there is a pattern that we've seen in the with hoaxes in the conspiracy community, and unfortunately, this does seem to follow that pattern. Very closely. Almost, the reason why so many people are rolling their eyes is because this is the common way to do this. You string people along, a little information, a little here, a little there. You do the old, talking to someone behind the curtain routine. Been there, done that, ad nauseum, which is, a reasonable basis for, I never think there's a reasonable basis for cynicism, but there's certainly always a reasonable basis for skepticism. The manner presentation here is worthy of skepticism. Next, the information can be easily compared to other sources. What are we comparing? And that's the thing. Even the source itself seems to suggest that to do so would be like apples and oranges. Oh, we got different physics and stuff. It's like, well, okay, fine. Give us something to hold on to here. Throw us a bone, as they say at the Rusty Pelican, right? Just a little shout out to Who Flung Gum there. Anyway, I And oh, this is a gem. Where there is information, there is disinformation. You know, I think that's generally true. The trick is, you know, is your source the source of both of them? You know, if you've got someone, I mean, in a, you know, if you're dealing with people who have integrity, they will give you what they know, and they'll give it to you honestly. And I'm really of the impression that Bill Ryan is trying to do that. Now, I could be wrong, and maybe I'm being taken in, but you know what? That doesn't harm me. You know? if Bill Ryan is being dishonest and takes me in, well, shame on him. You know, he hasn't fooled me before that I know of, so shame on him. You know, fool me twice, shame on me, right? There are other parties involved in this Serpo project, however. There are some usual suspects involved here that just set off little alarm bells with me. And, you know, not to name names, but I'm just saying that, you know, people that that keep you doing the same things over and over again get reputations for a reason. And when the things they do are questionable, then they get questionable reputations for a reason. And that's the reason why it's kind of important to know who we're dealing with here. And, you know, we got Bill Ryan himself saying there's disinformation here. Hey, let's go with that, right? Let's take his word for it. So we are being fed disinformation, and apparently deliberately so. Is it for our own good? You know, I'm just not buying that argument. Yeah, we're lying to you for your own good. Yeah, you know, isn't that what the evil government supposedly does? Isn't that like, you know, that's a tool of control. We're saying, oh, you can't be trusted with the truth. You can't handle the truth. Therefore, we'll tell you what we think we want you to be, you know, what we want you to think of as truth. What a bunch of hooey. You know, I'm just not buying that. That's one of the things that really is so thin about this whole arrangement, is that it's founded in deception. And when you found these kinds of arguments in deception, you reveal yourself as someone who trades in deception. So why, you know, sorry, my belief is a little more expensive than that. Actually, it's very expensive. Call me for details. And, you know, and then, of course, Next Level goes on and gives some, you know, interesting detail and you know, interesting things to some of the fellow members here. And the thing about denial. Well, you know, and by the way, the thing about denial here and denial, you know, I guess the stages of grief, you know, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, all that kind of stuff. You know, grief over what? I mean, what's actually happening here? What is the event? Is the event that we're actually being given real proof of extraterrestrial involvement? I'm not seeing that. I'm not feeling that kind of grief. Is the grief over being deceived again? Dude, that happens every day. So I don't know. I'm not quite catching that part. But anyway, so and by the way, Next Level, thanks for weighing in. And that really is a cool post. I mean, okay, sure, you know, I'm Mr. Skeptic Guy. I'm going to go through and I'm going to talk about that kind of stuff. But you know what? Great post. And keep it coming, man. Don't be such a lurker. Although, hey, for all you lurkers out there, know that my heart is with you. But, okay, so that's Next Level weighing in, and there's some interesting stuff. And again, you know, poor Sean is just trying to get to the bottom of this craziness, right? So, you know, one of the things I'm seeing here is there's constantly little digs being taken at the skeptics, you know, the skeptical crowd. And by the way, you know, there's the deniers, which I am not. I am not a denier. I'm not denying that the story is true. I don't know if it's true. I suspect strongly that it's not, but I'm not in a position to know one way or the other. I'm just saying. But there are people that are just denying it. And, you know, okay, yeah, I think there's some criticism that's worthy of, you know, worthy to be thrown in that direction. And then there are others that are just believers, and they're saying, you know, they're evangelists for the Serpo project. And again, I mean, you know, come on, how can they actually know? So we got people that are sort of, you know, putting themselves on the margins by not demonstrating what I consider to be responsible. it was kind of an irony. Yeah, they're not really demonstrating what I consider to be, you know, responsible thinking here or critical thinking. And that's, you know, hey, that's your choice. And, you know, whoever wants to go that route, you know, more power to you. I'm sure you'll learn from it just like I did and still do, I might add. But the thing is, what about us skeptics? What about me? What do I actually think about this whole question? You know, yeah, I'm Project Serpo, I'm quite a skeptic of, and actually I think it's a hoax. But what about the question of extraterrestrial life? What about the question of the intervention of extraterrestrial life with us here on Earth? And, you know, so I'm a skeptic, but I do have my own things I lean towards. And what are they? Well, I think it is probable that there is life outside our planet. In fact, I think it's probably rampant throughout the entire universe. The thinking that I have with regards to extraterrestrial life is that if we honestly think this is the only place there's life in the universe, I think we are really looking at it as if the sun revolves around the Earth. I really think it's that kind of mentality. So I don't have absolute proof that there's life outside this planet, but I'm pretty damn sure there is. You know, and I could be wrong because I'm a skeptic, right? Okay, there's life out there. How about intelligent life? Yeah, I think so. If the universe is anywhere near as old as we think it is, I think there's probably a hell of a lot of intelligent life out there. And when you look at, when you're talking about a scale, as Carl Sagan might put it, of billions and billions of years, it becomes, it strains reason, in my opinion, to think that we're the first to make it this far. Sure, it's possible, but you know, the whole image that's shaping up for me, and again, I could be completely wrong, is that there's not only a lot of life out there, but there's a lot of intelligent life out there, and that there are beings and civilizations that have been around for a lot longer than we have, and that do have the ability to travel between the stars. And have they come here? I don't know, but you know what? I think it is possible. In fact, I'm like almost leaning towards saying it's probable that extraterrestrial entities have come here deliberately that are more advanced than we are. And why? It's not just the recent evidence. It's the entire history of humanity as we know it. Over and over and over again, you know, there's references to other kinds of beings, you know, angels, demons, gods, you know, in all the cultures. So is that all just, you know, people being stupid? Is it just, you know, are our ancestors a bunch of idiots? Does that mean that we're descended from a bunch of idiots? I think not. You know, there's an arrogance that has arisen, especially in the realm of Western thought, an arrogance that makes the claim that we're the only ones that really know what's going on. We're the only ones that have a clue. Well, guess what? We're wrong. I don't buy that. I don't think our ancestors were a bunch of idiots. I do think there's something behind all this so-called folklore and mythology. I can't say that it necessarily proves anything, but the universality of it, the cross-cultural aspects of it, strongly suggests that there is something to all this stuff. What the nature of it is, I don't know. The exact nature of it, I don't know. But I'm pretty damn sure that we're not alone. And I'm pretty damn sure that we're not alone on this planet. The question then is, well, okay, if we're not, what's the deal? Why don't we know? Why are we being kept in the dark? And, you know, again, I don't know. This is all stuff that, you know, I could be wrong about all this. But I think that, you know, if you look at the situation, if we are, for example, you know, I think we are probably, you know, this is a big lab. And there's no benefit for the ranchers that run our little ranch here called Earth. There's no benefit for them to let us know that they exist. In fact, I suspect this has happened before, and it's caused a lot of problems. If you look at the history of humanity, you know, the association in our history with these kinds of events is usually pretty catastrophic. Maybe they have decided that it's better we don't know, and maybe that's the reason why the presence of advanced extraterrestrial sentient life on this planet is deliberately covered up. And you know, maybe this SERPA thing, maybe somebody does know. I'm sure there are plenty of people who know. But think about it: if you're in a position where you know for a fact that there is intelligent extraterrestrial life on this planet, and you know details. And you know the deal. What if the deal is that you understand that not only is there extraterrestrial life, but they are basically in charge. They are running the show. And they are, you know, as one member put it, you know, we are like ants to them. They are just so far beyond us that they could just snuff us out in a heartbeat. Where does that put us on the food chain, you know? And maybe it doesn't benefit these alien overlords to let us know that we exist. So, you know, and actually, again, I can't prove it, but if you really look at the way things go in the world, it's not all that far-fetched either. You know, it's far-fetched when you compare it to what the marketed reality is that we're supposed to accept as gospel truth. You know, there's a worldview that's pushed. It's pushed through broadcast media. It's pushed through all sorts of channels that, you know, people that accept the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent life are crazy, you know. And what is that? Well, that's just character assassination. That's just ad hominem attack. And the problem with it is there's no foundation for it. you know, a person can have an open mind towards the existence of extraterrestrial life and not be crazy. So, you know, I'm not buying that argument. I'm open to that. I'm also crazy. But as I like to say, being crazy doesn't make me wrong. And so, yeah, so I'm skeptical of this SERPO thing, but that doesn't mean that I'm not open to the possibility that there is, in fact, intelligent life in the universe and that we have had contact with it. In fact, I really am, like I said, kind of leaning in that direction. I can't be positive, but it certainly makes a lot of sense in the context of a lot of information that's available. You know, as I would like to say, the preponderance of the evidence actually points in that direction if you look at it with an open mind. That's something to think about. So would I be freaked out by an absolutely positive disclosure of, extraterrestrial alien life on this planet? Yeah, I would. But I'm open to the possibility that that could happen. Is that happening here? I'll leave that possibility open too, but I find it highly unlikely. I think somebody's yanking our chain. But just because somebody's yanking our chain doesn't mean there aren't extraterrestrials on this planet. And that, my friends, is a thought I would like to leave you with at the end of this Magic Ramblecast.